The top fundraiser for NPR, who had already announced that he was leaving NPR for another job, officially resigned last night. A videotape became public showing him disparaging conservative groups during what he thought was a fundraising meeting. The video was secretly recorded during a lunch with two people who claimed to be eager to contribute to public radio. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Ron Schiller was head of NPR fundraising until yesterday, but last month he got duped. A couple of men purporting to represent a Muslim charity invited Schiller and another NPR official to lunch. They said they wanted to discuss a potential $5 million gift to NPR to help the news organization withstand the potential loss of federal funding. A hidden video camera captured Schiller saying that the Republican Party has been hijacked.
I'm not just Islamophobic, but really.
Schiller says the Tea Party in particular is, quote, not just Islamophobic, but I mean xenophobic. I mean, basically, they believe in sort of white, middle America, gun-toting. I mean, it's scary. They're seriously racist, racist people, unquote. The two fake donors, who are really members of James O'Keefe's group, try to bait Schiller several times, suggesting that Jewish groups try to influence NPR's coverage in favor of Israel. Schiller says he feels no pressure from Jewish groups, but then one of the faux funders says that NPR is one of the few places that dares to present a pro-Palestinian point of view.
We used to call it National Palestinian Radio.
The would-be funder jokes he used to call it National Palestinian Radio. Ron Schiller laughs, and his colleague Betsy Lilly joins in, saying, that's good, I like that. Schiller also explains that NPR would be better off in the long run doing without federal funding. That's despite the fact that NPR has been fighting to fend off an abrupt halt in funding, saying that could kill off some smaller public stations. National Public Radio quickly condemned Ron Schiller's remarks. NPR President Vivian Schiller, no relation, said Ron Schiller's remarks should not reflect on NPR's work.
His statements are completely anathema to everything that NPR stands for and to quality independent journalism completely.
The video was posted on the website of James O'Keefe's Project Veritas as part of a campaign to, in his words, investigate NPR. O'Keefe had previously posed as a pimp, soliciting grants from a community organizing group called Acorn. Tape from that encounter helped lead to the end of federal funding for Acorn and then to bankruptcy. The House voted last month to cut off federal funding for NPR and public broadcasting in general. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado said yesterday, quote, I am amazed at the condescension and arrogance that we saw in the video. The evidence is overwhelming and the video is condemning. NPR does not need taxpayer dollars. Other House members made similar statements but would not talk on tape. Groups critical of NPR were most bothered by Schiller's apparent contempt for conservatives. Tim Graham is with the advocacy group Media Research Center, which supports an end to federal support of NPR.
I'm outraged by the idea that someone would suggest that most of America that pays for a chunk of public broadcasting with its tax dollars are undereducated and, you know, conservatives aren't as fair and balanced as liberals and a bunch of the things that come out of Mr. Schiller's mouth.
Many of those who are most upset by the video had already announced their dislike of NPR. The question now is whether the incident will erode support in the Senate, which was not expected to endorse a total cut in funding. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
And we should also note that Ron Schiller informed NPR last week he would be leaving the company to take a new job. Last night, his resignation became effective immediately.